The controversy surrounding Harvard's president, Lawrence Summers, has been brewing for more than a month now. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says it's doing nothing to further the mission of the university.
The Summers storm, as you might call it, boiled up on January 14th with a long, rambling lecture by Harvard's unorthodox president at a conference on diversifying the science and engineering workforce. In response to a question, he suggested that one possible reason for the underrepresentation of women in science was intrinsic human nature. The Harvard campus and academic places far, far away went up in flames over what some tenured faculty members perceived as outrageous sexism. At a crowded emergency meeting of the faculty last Tuesday, demands went up for Summers' resignation. He responded by ducking for cover under apologies and promises to be more responsive in the future. The faculty meeting reconvened yesterday. Outside Lowell Hall, anti-Summer students chanted, "We vote no." Pro-Summer students chanted, "Lay off Larry." Those who know Larry Summers know that brilliant he is and tactful he isn't. But now he was at his most humble, promising from now on to listen more and temper his words. He said, "I am committed to opening a new chapter in my work with you." Pressure for his resignation appears to have abated. The campus newspaper, Harvard Crimson, polled arts and sciences faculty members and found 55% believing that President Summers should not resign. Summers has released the full text of his January 14th lecture, three words of which caused the explosion. Lost in all the shouting is that it was a thoughtful discussion of diversity, raising fundamental questions, as Summers said, of why women are underrepresented in the sciences, as Catholics are underrepresented in investment banking, white men in basketball, and Jews in farming. Summers had sought to open a far-ranging discussion of whether society is right to force women to make choices about family arrangements that men are not forced to make, or why girls are socialized towards nursing and boys towards building bridges. But Summers had touched the third rail of diversity, the suggestion that there might be something innate about gender differences. The conflict taught him a lesson in gentility. It has not noticeably advanced the cause of free thought. This is Daniel Shore.